guys, this is the Nigerian Christian Talkaholic, and because this is Just Talk. So welcome to the episode of Just Talk. I hope you had a good week last week, and I hope that this week will turn out to be good too. So my friend wrote something recently about focusing on stuff that we can control, and I'm going to borrow this and, I mean, maybe not share the same content, but then try to share my experience from last week based on this topic. So today I'm talking to us about focusing on stuff that we can control. So I'll start by telling you what last week was like for me. I mean, so this for me is probably the 11 to 12 weeks since I got out of school, because I had to get out of school like 2 weeks early because of a strike and all of that. So yeah, last week was really bad for me. I mean, very bad. It wasn't like I had a bad time, but myself personally, like in my head, I had a bad time, because you see, I just finished talking about strength and the strength and waiting. You know, I was doing my series on waiting while we're waiting, and so last week I had talked about strength and waiting, and it was as though after I finished talking about that on Monday and Tuesday, like it just hits me, like I started to feel bad. Like at some point I got to the point where I was like, oh god please, I have to go back to school, because it was as if I had begun to suffocate. So I mean, I talked to us, imagine talking to people and telling them that waiting is fruitful, and then it now starts like, okay, it's like, this is somehow, and, you know, I start to feel like that, and I start to, you know, bother so much about the stuff that was totally outside my control, and I started to feel like I was running mad. Like, I think on Tuesday or Wednesday, I actually had a headache. Like, I had a headache from doing nothing, from just being there, and you know, getting angry at the situation and all of that. And then, you know, because I am somebody who is used to a lot of activity. I'm used to, you know, having deadlines. I'm used to being in school. I'm used to being with a lot of people, seeing a lot of people. I'm used to, you know, being under some pressure to prepare for exams or quizzes, or, you know, apply for stuff, an internship, all of those things. You know, coordinating fellowship, preparing fellowship, going for meetings. I'm just used to being busy and productive. But then, you know, recently there is no busyness, and there's a struggle between being productive even while I'm not busy. So I said this often. I mean, if you listen, that I am a go person. And so I had this time, like this bad time last week, where it just hits me again. You know, it hits me in small doses, right? That this is the period where, you know, the period where you are cooped up in your houses. I mean, if you're a student like me and you go to Federal University in Nigeria, yeah, or a state university in Nigeria. I mean, come on, if you go to Federal University in Nigeria, probably you're taking online classes, or you are, what are you doing? Okay, my cousins had exams today, so you've started your exams. Yeah, so I start to feel, you know, bad and all. But then, in this period, I've had to relearn that I can teach myself to be productive even when I am not going, or when I'm not busy. I mean, I could do little things that could add up to the person that I am, or the person that I will become. And so that's what I have had to say to myself. So, you know, last week I spent so much time bothering myself about stuff that I could not really control. I mean, like, stuff like, no matter how badly I wanted to get to school or I wanted to be in school, I mean, come on, it was totally outside my control. First off, I'm not in government. Second off, I don't even control the spread of COVID-19, or, you know, I don't control as to, like, I have no control whatsoever. So no matter how badly I want to get back into school, or, you know, I start to get angry that school is not in session, that time is wasting, or time is passing, I just realize that really, I mean, this is not stuff that you can control. You know, I have talked about trusting your process, about, you know, taking things as, I don't want to say taking things as they come, but trusting your process basically, and allowing God shape you into all He has called you to be. And I lost this thought as last week progressed. You know, I also talked about how I want to graduate, and God, I have set timelines for myself, and so I started to think of how I just wanted to graduate and finish, and then I realized that, okay, so because I cannot control when school starts, I cannot control the lockdown, you know, that is not even happening right now. And then I also talked about, I started getting angry with being a Nigerian. Oh God, forgive me. I mean, I'm that Nigerian Christian to alcoholic, right? And that's like my identity, because I'm first Christian and then Nigerian for any other thing. But I started to get angry, you know, and because I, you know, when I saw the gram, I see people in developed climes. I mean, so I see people graduating, I see people, you know, doing online classes seriously. I mean, my cousin told me that I had finished the exams. I checked, I was surfing the gram and I saw people who had graduated from college and stuff, and I'm like, okay. But in Nigeria, like, the education, so to say, I mean, some people still learn, some people are still doing stuff, but that's like 5% out of the 100%. Yeah, so, you know, many people are just like me, sitting at home, and so I started to get angry. But then I realized, come on, that's not even something I can control. I mean, like, I am born Nigerian, I am fully bred Nigerian, and, you know, when I did about all those things, I knew that I was focusing so much on stuff that I could not control. And so, a lot of things annoyed me, a lot of things made me restless, and thinking of meeting my timeline, set timelines for myself, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's just a long list. But then, this time has taught me something. So, I had to figure out some things about why we should not focus on the things that we cannot control. For one, I learned that when we focus on things that we cannot control, we waste so much time thinking and not really achieving. I mean, it's like, you don't even do anything. Like, you don't even find time to rest enough because you're always criticizing or always trying to control something that you know. You know, the funny thing is that you know that it is outside your control. Come on. I mean, like, you know that there is nothing that you can do about it. Like, I know that there is nothing I can do about this period. The only thing I can do is as regards myself, you know, build myself, develop myself. But then I spent so much time thinking about things I could not control. Thinking, you know, brooding and complaining and feeling bad and feeling down and feeling depressed and restless and all of that. But then I just figured that, I mean, you know, it occurred to me again that I'm wasting so much time, and really it's to my own detriment. And so another thing with focusing on things that you cannot control is that you begin to doubt God's plans for your life. So, when I talk to us about trusting our process, in the plan of God or in God's eyes. And so, you know, when I was disturbed and distressed last week, I started to doubt God's plans for my life. So it's like, okay, oh my God. I think sometimes, yeah, setting timelines for yourself can be really not so good. Don't get me wrong, but I'm talking from somebody who has had so much experience. Because, you know, you're so go, 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 go. And sometimes your timelines are not the timelines that God has set for you. And so that's something I learned this week. I mean, I reminded myself that God is aware of all of this that's happening now, right? And God cares for me. God loves me. And so God is going to have to make everything to work for my good. The Bible says that all things work together for good for those who love God. And so when I heard of that, I knew that I was just wasting so much time doubting God. That's one thing, focusing on things that you cannot control does to you. It makes you doubt God's ability. It makes you doubt God's plans for you. It makes you lose focus of your process. It makes you, you know, just get distracted. And something else I learned is you forget the things that you plan to do. Oh my God. Like, that happened to me a lot last week. So 2 weeks ago, I said I was going to help some folks, some people in my class. I was going to, you know, do audios explaining my course content for my law courses. And some people told me they wanted me to do that for them. So, I should have done that, right? I told them I was going to get to it. And because I was just too focused on things that were really not worth the time at all. Because seriously, focusing on things that you cannot control, the truth is, it's not worth the time. I mean, come on, if you got anything. If you cannot change something, it means that it's not worth the time, right? The time you spent thinking about it. So I could have easily done what I promised I was going to do for them, gotten the audios done, you know. It would have even helped me because I'm internalizing what I've read or what I have learned from school, what I have written down by teaching people. But then I forgot I was going to do that because I was so focused on things that I could not control. And so you see, you know, when you start focus on things that you cannot control, you forget appointments, you forget to keep up with things that you should ordinarily keep up with. And so, something else I learned, something that, you know, it's something that we all know, something that may not sound so big, but to me it was a big deal when I learned this. So I learned that sometimes, you know, we just have to chill, right? Like, just chill. I mean, chilling could mean a lot of things. For me, it means trusting God, as I said earlier. Like, it means that I should just chill and trust God to direct my life, you know. I should just chill and trust that God is in control of my life, that God's timeline for me is perfect. And sometimes it means I should just rest and relax. I mean, you know, as I build myself, as I develop myself, I should not spend time crying about things that are not happening or things that I cannot control. So the time I spend brooding and crying, I could just chill. I could just lay back. My friend told me to do something. I think it's something that, like, it was a big deal. So told me to, you know, really concretize my plans. So, you know, there are some plans and goals I had to do. I mean, I could spend this time writing them out, right, and trying to envision them, trying to make sure that they are concrete enough. So last week I read this book, and this book helped me to, you know, it helped me come out of all of this, because I started to feel like really down, so down. But then I read this book and it was amazing because I learned a lot of lessons. Like, I learned to trust God. So the title of the book is The Winding Road Home, and it's by Sally John. So Sally John is becoming one of my favorite authors. I mean, Karen Kingsbury is, Francine Rivers, a lot of other people. I feel I should not cheat Laurie Copeland and Laurie Weeks. I should mention their names because they've kept me going. Like, they've kept this young girl going. I mean, their stories, you know, I get to see, I gain perspective from the lives of Christian women, Christian men, and all of those things. So I read The Winding Road Home last week. I started on that one too, but this was the one I finished last week. And so one of the characters in this book, she had a lot of delays in her life, and she didn't know where God wanted to place her. But then in the end, the beautiful thing about God is everything comes into perspective, everything comes out all right. So when I read that book, I learned to trust God. I learned to trust my process. I learned that I do not have to, you know, focus so much on the things that are outside my control. I mean, come on, like, I don't have to waste time. Like, I could, I mean, really, really, like, if you don't really have anything to do, you could sleep. Although I got tired of sleeping, like, I didn't do anything. So when I came back initially, I was complaining that I'll sleep for 15 hours and all. Like, right now, I don't know, like, I even find sleep really hard because I'm like, oh my God, can this just end? Can I get busy again? But then again, I'm still here to speak encouragement. I'm still here to tell us to, you know, do the best we can do with this time for ourselves. Build ourselves, not get tired, not get too weak, and chill, trust God. And so a big takeaway for myself as I wrap this up, and for all my listeners today, is that we focus on things that we control. Like, just spend your time focusing on things that are within your control. And so the scripture that comes to mind, the scripture that speaks to me today as I wrap up this podcast, is Jeremiah 29 verse 11, where God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans of good and not of evil, to bring you, to give you an expected end. And so that scripture, you know, the word of God is so powerful and so deep and so real, if you can connect to it, if you can, you know, if you ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand. That scripture tells me, informs me that God has me in his heart. He knows the plans he has for me. I mean, right now, it may not look like everything's going to be fine at all, but then he knows the plans he has for me. And these plans are plans of good. They are thoughts of good and not of evil. They are plans that will lead me to an expected end, a bright future, a great tomorrow. And so I am leaning into God's word. I'm leaning into God, all that God has said concerning my life in this period. I am saying no to things that I cannot change. I mean, come on, like, I'm already Nigerian and I am proudly Nigerian, come on. And, you know, I am proud that I attend University of Nigeria, Nsukka. And, you know, there's a lot of things I'm proud of. So right now, I should not, because things are not working out as I thought they would, but because things are not, you know, the thing that disturbs me, I don't know what your own problem is, but the thing that's my problem mainly is my timeline, because I'm so enthusiastic about getting to places on time, starting early, finishing early. You know, you want to be the person, you're like, oh, she's so young and she did this, and that's the kind of person I am. But then I am learning right now to trust God, and that every delay that God has put in my way will eventually turn out to be a blessing. So I'm ending here, podcast people. I am so glad that you have listened to me today. I hope that you are having a good time. I mean, I know that this time can be difficult, and I pray for you. I pray that God strengthens you, that God gives you the grace to come out of this. I pray that God is the hope that you need in this period, and I pray that all of this ends. I mean, even as I talk about this stuff, I still really want to go back to school. So I pray that all of this ends really soon, and I pray that, you know, all things work together for our good. Amen. Have an amazing week. Bye.